from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Everyone, so I convinced, actually I roped Chris into this, and we're going to be doing a podcast, a little short podcast today, just because we have some time to kill. We got a short show. There's lots of stuff we can talk about that we won't normally talk about. Chris is on Facebook as we speak, so
you know, this Twitter is actually.
Wow, you're on Twitter. You mean X.
I still call it Twitter.
I know a lot of people. In the articles it still says X, formerly known as Twitter.
Yeah, I prefer the Twitter. That was before Elon Musk took over, right?
Yeah, so I
prefer that.
He changed the name.
I prefer
that. All right, first thing I want to talk to you about, Chris, the scary text message that we received this morning. And I'm bringing this up because the entire country basically went down because of this coding error with the Microsoft glitch.
Okay.
Number one, is it crazy to you that like a little line can take down an entire country?
Doesn't surprise me, actually.
It scares me a lot, though.
Yeah, well, it's not something I'm going to worry about because
I'm going to worry about this.
But I don't even know what it is. So why am I going to worry about something that I have no control over? I mean, that's like telling me that I should worry about a power outage in the entire city of San Diego knocking out power for 2 days. I certainly don't want it to happen.
Do you remember?
But I don't walk around and worry about it. I mean, that's something that somebody else has to keep an eye on.
Worry is a little too much. Yeah. Do you remember the time when we had that big power outage here back in the day?
You know, I do. I remember a few power outages.
No, I mean the one
I don't. I don't know what you're talking about.
It was one. It was like in the 2008 era.
No.
Or something like that.
No, I was no.
It was I know the reason. We had a party going because it was the first game of the NFL season. It was the opening kickoff.
Yeah.
Drew Brees, I think, was playing the Packers.
Okay.
And
I don't remember this.
The power went out in the entire Southwest. I'm surprised you don't remember this. For like a day.
A whole day?
A day and a half.
A day and a half.
You know, and I hope I'm remembering this correctly, but the problem was...
Are you sure you weren't still drinking back in those days?
You know why? I was drinking, Chris.
Well, then I may not remember it properly.
It turned into, like, zombie land, because people were lining up, had to pay cash for their liquor, all this other stuff.
Had to pay cash for their liquor? Yeah. Gee, when the power goes out, that should be the biggest problem we have.
Yeah, it was a big problem. Anyway, all right. Well, I'm going to look this up real quick because it's. I'm surprised that you don't remember it. You were living in San Diego during this time.
I'm sure I've been living in San Diego forever. So
San Diego blackout 2011.
2011. Yes. So you missed it by 3 years.
I missed it by 3 years. But at the time, blah blah blah. Man, I'm doing this live, everybody.
Well, the
outage was a result of 23 distinct events that occurred on 5 separate power grids in a span of 11 minutes. Around 2 p.m., a capacitor bank failed, and that's what failed. Everyone didn't
have
power.
How long was the power out?
I'm looking. Effect. 694,000 customers.
Yeah, I gotcha. How long was it out?
Oh, sorry. That would be a good thing to know.
You said it was a lot of customers. Maybe I wasn't one of the 694.
Maybe.
Did you ever think of that?
Because I lived in... you lived somewhere different back then.
Yeah, I didn't live... I certainly didn't live with you.
Well, this is so not good.
No, it's a terrible reference as
okay,
often
it went
things
down,
are.
It went down at 2 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And for some areas, it came back at 4:30 a.m.
Okay.
So 14 hours. But that's some areas.
Let's get back to what the text that we got last night.
Okay,
and this whole world going on the fritz.
This is what I love about the podcast is because I can we can tentacle everywhere.
Yeah, okay, I don't really like this because
I know
we have no control and you're just going to go off in a million different directions.
Okay, here we go. The text last night. I didn't receive it until the morning, but our boss actually sent a text out. And it was good that he sent it this way because I was going to use my laptop in the morning. But it said... And I'm paraphrasing, if you open your work laptop at home, you will cause every radio station to go off the air.
That's what it said.
Literally open it. So it was very scary, but like everything in this country went down.
Right.
You got nothing else about the text message?
It didn't, I was nervous for a minute, but I don't have a work laptop, so even I couldn't mess this up. I was, my thought was, I was like, oh, that was close.
Okay.
But I don't know. I don't worry about that. I know the whole world hinges on technology. I get that. And, but I wasn't one of these people that stocked up on water because of the Y2K concerns.
Yeah,
so it's just
crazy.
Not the way I do things. I'm not saying the way I do things is right and wrong, but I don't prepare for big disasters. It's just not the what I do.
It's not what I'm surprised Lori doesn't. Anyway.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to some of the NFL stories. Caleb Williams. I saw this on Pro Football Talk. We've been talking about his contract this week. You've been talking about it this week.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess there was another holdup in this whole thing, and that was Caleb Williams was trying because in the state of Illinois, if you are an LLC, which is a business, you do not have to pay taxes on whatever. And so Caleb Williams wanted to make himself an LLC. He wanted to be paid Caleb Williams LLC. So the Bears had to go all the way to the NFL offices and ask the NFL if this is a possibility. And the NFL took some time, looked at it, and came back and said, no, it's not a possibility. He's not a business. He's a person. And we talked about this yesterday. I don't mind being thinking outside the box, because he definitely is doing that, and I don't mind that, but there's some sort, to me, some entitlement, and I can't quite put my finger on the entitlement, because, again, I don't mind him trying these things, but do you get what I'm saying, Chris? The entitlement of even asking for this?
There's a couple of things. Number one, Caleb Williams is two words, high maintenance, and the Bears have got themselves somebody now that is going to be driving them absolutely crazy, it appears, for as long as they have him in Chicago. Caleb Williams is apparently about nobody other than Caleb Williams, and that worries me if I'm the Bears, because he's the quarterback. He's supposed to be the leader of the team. It's not supposed to be about Caleb Williams. It's supposed to be about the Bears. But he seems like a guy that puts it all about Caleb Williams. But I will tell you, that is the least of my problem with Caleb Williams trying to get paid as an LLC. The biggest part of my problem is, who the hell does Caleb Williams think he is that he should not have to pay taxes like the rest of us, or that he can figure out a way around it so that he doesn't have to pay taxes like everybody else does? I am really tired of entitled people that make tons of money and spend their whole lives moving to Florida or whatever it is they do to avoid the best they can having to pay taxes, which is what makes the world go round and what we all have to do and are all required to do. I don't think anybody should be above that, and I get tired of rich people trying to run away from it.
I agree with you. Obviously, this is like right up my alley. And the first thing I did think of too was, why does he not want to pay taxes? He's going to be living in the state of Illinois. He's going to be using the roads. He's going to be using the electricity. He should be paying taxes. The state should be benefiting off of his, you know, his paycheck.
Because his windfall.
Everybody else has to do the same thing. Again, though, I don't think it's a bad thing that he asked for these things, because it's forcing the NFL to kind of like
think on their feet. I think it's a bad thing. I do. I think it's a bad thing. And I'm going to be honest with you. I told you this yesterday. Caleb Williams and the Bears are going to be on Hard Knocks. He is going to have to go about 10 miles to make me a Caleb Williams fan. Because right now, I am nowhere close to that. He is the poster child at this point, all right, for the selfish, it's all about me attitude of younger people, of Generation Z in this world. People not looking out for anybody else other than number one. And Caleb Williams, really, I'm not a fan in any way, shape, or form at this point.
He was born in 2001. That is a Gen Zer. You're absolutely correct.
Of course
correct.
He is. He's a Gen Zer. And that's not to say everybody born in 2001 is selfish. But there are a lot of us older folks who do feel like, you know, we've all contributed to the cause for our entire lives. And all of a sudden, now this generation comes along, sees no reason to contribute to the cause.
Okay, here, I'll argue that, because my generation got caught up in a recession. And so a lot of my generation had a really hard time finding jobs, had a really hard time making money. And I'm still, to this day, Chris, still trying to get ahead in the money department. And the generation before us, I'm not saying they had it better because they had to work for it, but there were more jobs that paid fairly, and there were more jobs out there that actually would reward employees. It's not like, hey, be happy you have your job. So I think that's why people are more sensitive to that these days, and you're giving me the look like,
no.
I mean, does it make...
I don't like Caleb Williams. That's it. Okay. I'm not going to go beyond that.
All right.
And I don't want to... I really, you know, probably shouldn't have made a comparison between him and everyone else in his generation, because that's just silly, but...
In this case, this is a Caleb Williams thing.
It's a Caleb Williams thing, and the Bears have to deal with it. Good luck.
All right. The other story... Speaking of entitled people, I don't know that this counts as entitlement, but Lamar Jackson and Troy Aikman are kind of in a tiff because, well, I guess Lamar Jackson is in a tiff with Troy Aikman because he thinks they apparently have like trademarks on the number 8. And you can do this, because the first thing I thought of was you can't trademark a number, but you can do this. And so Lamar Jackson's worried that some of the things that he produces or Troy Aikman produces, people are going to think that People are going to think that they're buying Lamar Jackson stuff when instead they're actually buying Troy Aikman stuff.
Okay.
Now, he's going to be, I guess, maybe taking him to court about this. Do you find this? Here's where I find it annoying. We just talked about a guy who wanted to become a business so he can escape paying taxes.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
When sports stars start, and this is probably his team and his legal advice, but when the brand becomes this big and we get in stories like this about how he's going to sue Troy Aikman, I feel like we're just like in this weird world now. And I don't know why everything has to be so me. And especially with some of these guys in pro sports.
I just I think I can answer this whole thing simply. And first of all, I really like Troy Aikman as a broadcaster. I enjoyed him as a player. I enjoy watching Lamar Jackson play. I understand that both guys wore number 8 or wear number 8.
So did Steve Young.
And would like, yeah, so did Steve Young, and so did Yogi Berra, and so did, you know, 4,000 or 5,000 other athletes that I'm not going to name. But I'm just not a fan, again, of really, really rich people who already have more money than God fighting over more money than God.
Yeah.
No, I just, right. It can't possibly be that important at this point. Does Troy Aikman really, really need to secure and lock up the number 8 for the greater good of money flowing into his pockets for the rest of his life?
Plenty.
That's my point. Does he really need to do this? Is it that important for Troy Aikman to, you know, make even more money off the number 8? And does Lamar Jackson need more money to sell his goods in using the number 8? I mean, Lamar Jackson makes how many million a year? So these things are much ado about nothing as far as I'm concerned. Let them, you know what I say?
What?
Let them both waste a ton of money, their own money, giving it to lawyers who can then argue over whether these guys are winners or losers in the court. Because I have a feeling that both guys, if they're going to sue each other or one's going to sue the other, it's going to be quite pricey. So I feel okay about that part of it.
I guess you're right. I guess you're right.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. You've got, you're worth $100 million. You want to use $10 million of that to give to a lawyer so that you can maybe make another $100 million.
I know.
Whatever.
As a guy who struggles to get above the
poverty line.
Yeah, the poverty line. Like, I don't understand. Like, I would be so happy with, like, I'm not even going to name a number, but I would just be so happy with something that would allow me to live in a decent place and just like not have to scrape by every week. And I'm not mad at Lamar Jackson, but I am mad because everything is about money these days, and I cannot stand it. I didn't mean for this to become the Get Off My Lawn podcast, but I guess it has been that. Okay. Final story, Chris, before we have to get going for the real show. Peyton Manning has said he would like to coach the USA's first ever flag football team in the 2028 Olympics. I don't know if you guys got into this the other day about whether or not we think that players should actually be able to play in the Olympics. Did you guys talk about that?
We did. We mentioned
it.
What was your gist? I guess they should, but I'd be careful.
But it's like what on the roundtable, you guys talked yesterday about MLB players playing in the Olympics, and you said they shouldn't.
I said they shouldn't because it's during the baseball season, but the Olympics is not during the football season, so it doesn't affect
anybody. But the Olympics does cut into like the preseason and training camp.
Oh, well, perfect. These guys don't like to go to training camp anyway.
That's true. That's true.
I don't have any problem with them playing. But, you know, you got to be somewhat careful. I mean, you could twist an ankle or tear up a knee playing a flag football game. I'm pretty sure you can. But again, as I said earlier, I don't really live my life that way. Go out and play. And, you know, if you hurt yourself and cost your team, then that's the way it goes.
You know, I wish I could live my life more like you, Chris, and not worry about the unknown, because that's what I spend my time doing, is just worrying about the unknown and the future. And I hate doing that.
But if you're going to get a coach,
Peyton's got to be the guy.
Peyton, let Eli work alongside of him.
Oh, no, he's actually said on Pat McAfee, Peyton said, you hear about the NFL players campaigning to be on that team. I'd like to be the coach on that team. There's no way I'm getting picked now. And then he says, no way that Eli's beaten me twice. So he thinks
he's right. Eli's had the upper hand.
I don't know about that. All right, that's about it.
Boy, I'm so glad you roped me into this.
Hey, this was an
I could have spent the last 15 minutes twiddling my thumb somewhere.
You were doing that on Facebook and X. Okay?
I was.
So this was an impromptu podcast, everyone. Thanks for listening. If you made it this far,
good for you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Porch rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.